Doctor Who, The Magical History Tour, written by William Billingsley, starring Matthew Kapelke as the Doctor and Kane Major as Guy Anwar. Part 1.
Just walk straight by me, Doctor.
Excuse me?
You'd think a time traveller would be punctual, wouldn't you? Bloody late.
Do I know you?
How should I know what or whom you know?
Yes, very clever. How did you know who I am?
Well, maybe it's the peculiar way you hold your umbrella. But then again, maybe it's just the big blue time machine you just stepped out of.
Fine. Who are you then, and what are you doing here?
Guy Anwar, I'm waiting for you. Getting very slightly damp in this drizzle. Like I said, you're bloody late. Now, shall we get going? Or would you like to hang around here all day? Because if we are going to hang around here all day, I'd like to borrow your umbrella. Well, come on then.
I'm not sure whether I should trust you with my umbrella.
Haha, very funny. Now, can we get going? I'm saturated enough already. You do know you're over an hour late.
I wasn't aware we had an appointment. Guy, wasn't it? How do you come to know me, or at least, how did you come to know that I'd be arriving here?
Your office told me to meet you at 3. Here, they gave me a business card.
Oh. I don't suppose you have a mobile telephone on you, do you? Thanks.
Good morning, afternoon, evening or night, if there's ever an occasion that you may be in fright, seeing darkness and danger around you in droves, or threatened by breads, be they sliced or in loaves. Is the threat here and now, or of a future tense? Are we talking situations in the historical sense? If that be the case, no matter the complaint, we'll tidy your office, we'll even repaint. We take cash, credit, or checks when you pay. The Temporal Society will always save the day. Temporal Society, how may I help you?
Hello? Frank, isn't it?
That's right, sir. And you are?
Frank, I'm me.
And who might that be, sir?
Frank, I'm me.
Yes, we'd already established that. Maybe you could elaborate on who me might be, and perhaps what my business is. I should warn you that we don't do telemarketing questionnaires.
Doctor, your founder. Tell me, is this my day for people being unhelpful to me?
I'm terribly sorry, sir, but it is rather hard to recognise your voice. You do have the password, then. After all, you are quite easy to impersonate. No disguise necessary. Just pretend you've recently regenerated and be really irritable to people.
Password? Nobody told me about any password.
Good. Sorry about that, Doctor. Welcome back.
Thanks. What was all that about a password?
You're right, there isn't one. How can I help you?
Someone met me when I arrived. I'm calling on his phone now.
Yes, I think Janet sent someone down. We told him to meet you outside the Green Man at 2:15.
Really? He said 3:00. Anyway, he had a business card on him. The Temporal Society, large hall inside small upstairs bedroom, 293 the High Street, Cheltenham.
Oh yes, those. Janet had them printed up. I hope you don't mind.
Is there anything else I should know about my society?
Perhaps you'd better come up.
Perhaps I should.
Thanks. It seems you're right after all. We'd best get a move on.
About time.
Hold on. Where do you think you're going?
Into your time machine. Where did you think?
Paddington Station. Do you want to walk or take a cab?
Tube.
No, I don't think I fancy the tube in this weather. Rain or no rain, it still smells in summer. Taxi! Well, get in! Don't worry, no one will steal my time machine while we're gone. Paddington Station, please. So, Mr. Anwar, why did my society send you to meet me?
I'm just your greatest fan.
No, my greatest fan wants to kill me and has been trying for years. Try again.
I answered a job in the Cheltenham Echo. I'm supposed to take you to someone.
Good, now we're getting somewhere. Whom am I supposed to meet?
I don't think you'd believe me.
You just saw me turn up in a time machine. I think I'll believe you.
His name's Toba, but I'm told he lives on another planet.
Yes, they normally do. Any idea when?
In about 300 years.
Oh, just as well. These trains always run a little late. Tell me, do you sleep on trains?
Not often.
Good, then I can. I'd hate for someone to pinch my wallet.
Ahem. Adam Agans.
Who is it, Jenny?
Mr. Forsbrake to see you, ma'am.
Oh, thank you, Jenny.
Good morning, Agant. Has our fearless leader come to a decision yet?
Yes, I have.
And what have you decided?
No.
Oh dear. That does make things difficult.
Forsbrake, this treaty is nothing more than a surrender!
Of course it is, Agant. Whatever do you expect?
I asked you for a solution, not a capitulation.
This is a solution, madam.
Balderdash! The invaders stay, subjugate our people, and occupy our land? This is not what I asked you for.
I see. I'm very sorry to have disappointed you. What would you like?
I would like our people to be free again. I want them off our world and back where they came from. I want the same things that everyone out there wants.
Yes, Agant, we all want that. But how exactly do you propose we should do that?
This is precisely what I asked you to work out.
Leader, however unfortunate it may be, we cannot do the impossible.
God, I can't believe you'd even suggest this. What, with the whole think tank working on this one, and this was the best they could come up with? God, think tank? It's a fish tank.
Madam, let me continue, please.
Forsbrake, I will interrupt you whenever I like.
I beg your pardon, fearless leader.
Granted.
The think tank has considered all the alternatives, and over a long period of time, and this does seem to be the best option.
Surrender? Just give it all up and live as slaves. That's your best alternative? We may as well just stop breathing and die now. Save us all the bother.
What else would you like? War? Agant, you don't seriously believe we could win a war against these people?
Maybe we could. Probably not. But I refuse to believe that we've lost already.
That's a very noble stance, madam, but...
No, Forsbrake, it's not noble. It's necessary. Our independence relies on it.
There's rather more than that at stake. If we go to war with them, we wouldn't do well.
I'm not frightened of war. Neither am I frightened of losing one. Are you frightened of war, Forsbrake?
Of this one, yes. Very much so.
Then you should grow some more backbone. You'll never get through life being afraid of losing. Oh, and I do beg your pardon. You believe we've lost already.
No, not quite.
Oh, is that right? Well, in that case, why do you want to surrender?
Agant, the invaders don't particularly want our people alive.
And that's every reason why we mustn't surrender to them.
No. In this case, madam, please. It boils down to this. We can't defend ourselves, so we must make them defend us instead.
I beg your pardon?
I'm sure in their hearts they'd love to have a war with us, so that they could wipe us out and take over the planet without having to deal with our people living on it. But they have a very good public government, more than any other government I can imagine. If we surrender and become their subjects, then they can't afford to attack us. Their own people would revolt. If we do fight, we'll die. If we surrender, at least our people might protect us.
You've got to be joking! Do you seriously expect me to trust all our lives to some airy-fairy pacifist instinct in an alien public half a galaxy away? Get out!
Madam, this is our only chance. We have got to take it.
The answer is no!
I'll sign the thing myself if necessary. The rest of the council will give me their full backing.
Oh, will you now? I'll have you shot if you come anywhere near one of their negotiators. Jenning! Drag this conspirator onto the street with the rest of the rats.
Still can't sleep?
No.
Ah, pity. What is your name?
Doctor.
You've got to have a name.
Yes, the Doctor.
Now that's not fair. I showed you mine, you show me yours. I can't just call you Doctor Whatchamacallit.
No, you can call me Doctor.
What sort of doctor are you anyway?
A tired one.
Well then, presumably it's not medicine, or you'd just prescribe yourself something. Physics? Chemistry? Nothing. Just pretended to have a doctorate for a job interview. What sort of a job is a time traveller anyway? Still can't sleep?
Strangely, no.
You should see a doctor about that. Where are you going?
For a walk. And maybe sometime.
Dr. Rhodes. No, it doesn't have the same ring to it. Oh, if you're going to the dining car, mine will be a cheese and pickle sandwich.
Mandy, it should be a couple of gentlemen at the door. Could you show them up? Thanks.
Oh, hello. Thanks very much. I'm all right and I'm away up.
Thanks, Mandy.
Who is she?
She runs the shop downstairs. I thought you said this was your society.
Yes, I thought so too.
Hi, Guy. Welcome back, Doctor. Goodness, you have changed. Sorry it's a bit of a mess. I can't seem to keep cleaners. They keep quitting on us.
Just how many people have you let up here?
About 10 or 12.
A not-so-secret society.
I'm sorry, Doctor, but we got audited by the tax man, and after he'd been poking around our files and finances, I didn't see the point in keeping it hush anymore.
Great. The government knows about it too.
I'm afraid so. Still, we could hardly keep it a secret from them here anyway. GCHQ is only a few miles down the road.
Yes, but we're supposed to be spying on them, not them on us.
With me and two temps? It's not what you'd call your best-funded spying organisation, Doctor, is it? Besides, I don't think it's them we have to worry about.
True.
How much have you told him, Guy?
About as much as you told me. Practically nothing.
Good. I didn't want you stopping the wrong person and blabbing your mouth off to a complete stranger.
They don't come much stranger then. Oh, I'm sorry.
Being calling himself the Watcher showed up a couple of weeks ago. I opened the door to the office last Wednesday morning and found him already in here, waiting in this very chair. He told me when you'd be arriving, and he asked me to arrange for someone to meet you. He wants you to see a man called Toba on another planet. Just a moment. And Andrelin, I wrote the details on here for you. He also left this.
What is it?
It's a paperweight shaped like a lizard.
You don't say.
It's an apotheosk. The Watcher chap says they're native to Pandrelin. Quite big and nasty too. There's some writing on the bottom.
Pandrelin History Tour. Oh dear, I do hope it's just a museum.
I doubt it.
This Watcher, what did he look like?
Nothing out of the ordinary. 6 foot tall, well built, reasonably good looking. About 30-ish. Well, if he was human, I suppose he'd be about 30-ish.
Time Lord?
I don't know.
Why not?
I didn't really feel like giving him a medical doctor. What's wrong? You look irritated or something. I'm hoping this isn't just your new persona.
I only came back to do the shopping, pick up some groceries and have a nice meal down the pub. I'm really not in the mood for this right now.
You could always take a holiday first. If you've got a time machine, nobody would ever know.
Don't give him ideas. If he puts it off, he'll never get around to it.
No, if someone's gone to the trouble of waylaying me, I ought to see what it's about. Thanks for coming to fetch me, Guy. I hope something more normal comes up in the job ads for you next time.
I'm coming with you.
How do I put this politely? No, you're not.
So you're firing me already? Thanks for giving me half a chance.
Frank, what's he on about?
The advert in the Echo. It wasn't for a messenger, it was for a companion. The Watcher told me you'd be arriving alone, and I know you always take a companion when you're solving some intrigue.
Yes, I do normally have a companion, but I usually get to choose them.
You do not. It's always some poor innocent who gets involved, quite accidentally. And I think it's heartless. You telling them you'll show them the sights of the universe, and then just land them in the middle of wars and violence.
What was in the advert?
Wanted. Travelling companion for space adventures. May involve extreme danger. Call this number if interested.
He's not coming!
You always get this way. Whenever you're like, you're always stubborn. Look, he has to go with you. Guy, tell him why you have to go with him.
Well, because I'm... I'm your blue carnation.
I beg your pardon?
This fellow Toba's going to know you because you'll be with me.
You don't think he'd recognise the TARDIS then?
Well, if you feel like landing your time machine right in front of a possible villain, then I suppose he would. But I'm not sure that's the best idea. I mean, what if the only thing he's missing for his history tour is a time machine to run it from?
Frank?
I'd have given the Watcher a photo of you, but I never know what you're going to look like next. Besides, I don't think you've even got any photos.
All right, just this once, though. First chance I get, I'm bringing you straight back here, Guy. Now get your bag. We've got to get a move on.
Thanks, Frank. I'll see you soon.
Yeah, happy travelling.
You could have knocked. Well, who is it, Jenning? If it's Fullsbreak again, then kick him out.
It is a masked woman with a gun, madam.
Oh, and what do you want so badly?
I believe she wants you to get up.
Yes, I can see that. So what's your name, then?
Don't be stupid.
Oh, you do speak, then. Who are you, an invader? A conspirator? Mrs. Fullsbrick? Oh, yes, fine. I'll kneel down.
Where is the treaty?
You're out of luck. I've burned it. Fullsbrick may have a copy if you want to wave a firearm at him. Personally, I'd rather you just shot him. Jenning!
I'll live. It's only my foot, madam.
That's not Fullsbrick!
The next shot kills him. Where is the treaty?
I told you. Incinerated. Fullsbrick should have a copy.
Thank you.
What was that noise? Guards! Well, she obviously didn't go past you lot, did she?
I always hate the return journey. It's just all the same scenery going backwards.
Here, take one of these.
I thought you weren't a real doctor.
I thought you weren't a real passenger.
I don't follow.
Oh, never mind.
What is it?
It'll help you to go to sleep.
Oh, thanks anyway, but I don't want to go to sleep.
No, really, I insist. I'd like a little piece.
What is it?
Valerian officinalis. It's a herbal extract.
Really? I normally use alcohol.
Would you like a drink?
No.
How about the guards? Gentlemen, perhaps you would like one.
I've no time for games.
What's your point, a guard?
Your little assassin left empty-handed. No treaties for her today. And I guess that means the think tank wouldn't give you another copy to run off with. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been so desperate to get the one you gave me back.
I've no idea what you're talking about.
Who was she, and how did you get her in and out past the guards?
I'm telling you, I don't know what you're talking about.
Would you like that as your epitaph? Who was she?
I don't know. Tell me what happened and maybe I can help you.
Why? Hasn't she reported back yet?
If you're looking for a plot, look at the invaders. I don't know what you're talking about.
Lock him in the tower. I think we'll have to deal with him later.
All I mean to say is, well, I'm sorry if I've come across badly.
Actually, I thought you'd come across very well. You've shown quite succinctly just how irritating you really can be.
Doctor, that's not fair.
Tough.
This is going to be difficult.
This is the TARDIS. Before I let you in, you've got to agree to one rule.
Fine, anything.
Good. Rule number one. I make the rules and you follow them.
That's not exactly one rule. Sure, okay, done.
Good. I sometimes get into some very dangerous situations and I don't want you questioning everything I tell you to do. Oh, and one other thing.
Yes.
The first thing you say when we get inside, don't bother saying it. Everyone always says the same thing. After you.
Wow, it's just so dimensionally transcendental. I'm sorry. You said not to say that. Everybody says it. I'm sorry.
Oh, actually they normally say, wow, it's bigger on the inside than it is on the outside.
Same thing, I suppose.
Yes.
Frank told me the term at the Society. I mean, that room's a little bigger on the inside, but this is just amazing. However do you do it?
Okay, now you're beginning to sound like almost everyone else.
Oh, sorry. But do tell me sometime, won't you?
We'll see. Anyway, if you head down that way, there should be a small cloakroom on the right. You can leave your bag there. Hopefully we won't be gone long enough to have to sort you a room.
Thanks.
I thought I could get lost in here.
When do we take off?
We already have.
Oh.
It'll take a few hours to get there.
What should I do in the meantime?
Amuse yourself. There are some good books in the library, and the newspapers of various eras should be around somewhere. Only don't do the crosswords, I'm running out of them.
So things will be pretty quiet until then.
Should be. Not much can disturb us in here. Oh, every time I say that.
In the Magical History Tour Part 1, the Doctor was played by Matthew Kapelke, Guy Anwar, Kane Major, Frank, Fiona Billingsley, Agant, Wendy Musgrove, Jenning, David Hutchinson, Fool'sbreak, Michael Berg, and Elmsfeast, Yana Kildee. The Magical History Tour was written by William Billingsley. The production secretary was David Hutchinson. Script editing was by Vitold Tietze. Title music was by Ron Grainer and the London Theatre Orchestra. Incidental music was by Trey Lane. Post-production was by Matthew Kapelke. Produced by Matthew Kapelke. Directed by William Billingsley. Copyright 2000, BTR Productions. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who, which remains property of the British Broadcasting Corporation.